I want to talk about dreams for a second. And in my case, literally a dream.
Keep your dream alive, because it might come true someday.
What is your individual term goal right now as a 16-year-old? What's your long-term goal?
To get to the NBA.
Do you want to be the best?
Yeah.
I read somewhere you said you want to be best defender, best shooter, best pass. What do you have to improve on between now?
James' first shot is good. His first assist, and it's a beauty.
LeBron, as you take the court for your first game, how are your nerves tonight?
I got a little nerves in my stomach right now, but you know, once the jump ball starts up, I'll be ready to play.
When you're asleep, ladies and gentlemen, you need your dreams. I'm here to tell you that when you're wide awake, you also need your dreams. You must have your goals. You'll never make it as a wandering generality. You must become a meaningful specific. If you're going to work tomorrow because that's what you did yesterday, you're not going to be as good tomorrow as you were yesterday, because now you're 2 days older and no closer to the goal which you do not have.
You know what you're supposed to do deep down inside. I think everybody does. A lot of people just don't go after it, you know. Like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure, because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
I feel so strongly that the reason I'm here is I dream big dreams. I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible. I'm also living proof. This isn't a Hollywood movie. I come literally from the other side of the tracks. If you saw where I grew up and we took a picture of it, the neighborhood, the setting, you'd say it's impossible that someone could come from there and get here. But it is possible. And not to sound too trite, it's possible because we still live in a country where the entrepreneurial spirit is so alive and so well. And anyone in this country, if you dream big and surround yourself with great people and leave your ego at the door and share success with others and have a little luck along the way, you can do anything. There will be people along the way, and I remember this, who will say to you, you know, you're dreaming too big. It's not possible. Those things just can't happen. Don't allow anyone, friend, family, acquaintance, teachers, whoever it is, don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible. Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter, because you let your dreams get away from you because you did not believe strongly enough in yourself and what was possible. Don't allow that to happen. This is an unbelievable time. And I can't encourage you enough to continue to think that things are possible and that your dreams can come true.
It's one of my favorite quotes. I came up with it with my uncle. And he told me this after I injured myself and I realized that I wasn't going to be a football player. And he told me, you know, to never lose sight of your dreams. But he also told me this as who I was. He knew that now was going to be a turning point. Either I could have turned to the streets and followed in the footsteps of my father, or I could dream the impossible dream. That fear of having a dream and that fear of, oh, I can't dream that. That, you know, I can't, I'll never be able to do that.
Right.
You know, it was important to know that, yes, you can have that dream, but you have to know, honestly, what it's going to take for you to achieve that dream. And so then I came up with the quote, and it goes for everybody, all genders, all races. You know, don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then you have to open your eyes and see the reality of what it's going to take for you to achieve that dream. And a lot of people, they kind of see, whether it's musicians or athletes or entertainers or even just successful people, but they don't understand the thing that it takes for them to get to the point that they've gotten. And you know, that's why it's a very important quote to me, and I think it, you know, it has inspired people, and it inspires me every day.
It's hard changing your life. It was hard when, just over 3 years ago, in the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, where I was operating my business, and I fell on some hard times, and I was sleeping in my office. It was hard coming into the lobby, and the security said, "Excuse me, Mr. Brown, can we see you for a moment?" And I said, "Yes," and I walked up to the counter, and he gave me an envelope. And he said, "Would you mind reading it here?" And I opened the envelope, and the envelope was from management that said, "This is an office tower. It's not a hotel. Please do not sleep in your office." And it was hard coming through the lobby. And sometimes they would laugh. There's a guy talking about becoming successful. And look at him. He's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor. He sleeps on the floor, him and two other dreamers up there. Look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot. Being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta, it's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop running toward your dream.
Something which is really, really important is, which I believed, you have to chase your dreams. Dreams do come true.
make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way.